All right, radio.dominican.edu on the air with Penguin Softball. And we're going to hear from Coach Bob Herman on Senior Send-Off Day to recognize Annalisa Lujan.
She's one of our captains. She's a great leader, an excellent organizer. Matter of fact, she was also the point person on our main fundraising campaign this year. All right, other thing Shorty's done, she's organized the off-season workouts. She's kind of an unofficial liaison for freshmen this year. Also a member of the DU community. She is our representative, one of our two representatives to the PSAC, the Student Activity Committee. But more than that, Shorty's a student. And just, what, under 3 weeks, Shorty's going to be graduating with her major in psychology and a minor in sports management. And even better, she's going to... And even better, she's going to continue her education and she's going to pursue her master's in sports psychology. Fantastic. Come back and fix me. Okay. Shorty, we've no doubt that you're going to be a success in any endeavors that you take. And we wish you nothing but the best that life can offer. Okay. Congratulations.
All right, fans, that was Coach Bob Herman recognizing Senior Annalisa Lujan on her final day of collegiate play out here at McGinnis Park, Sunday the 25th of April, 2010. Stuart Horn and Josh Johnson, your D broadcasters for this afternoon. Alongside, B. Davis is in the house, as usual, assisted by Xavier Muldrow, Killian Larson, Brett Poncha, and Mark Alexander. All those guys are here to help get this thing going. We're going to have two games, a doubleheader today against Grand Canyon. The Antelopes are here at McGinnis Park. Both teams played yesterday. Penguins were home team then. As is usual, the teams switch, and today Grand Canyon will be the home team. Grand Canyon's out on the field, lined up along the first baseline. Penguins are out by the third baseline. A lot of Penguin fans expected out here today. Perfect day for softball. Very little wind at McGinnis, which is something you don't see very often. Usually very windy out here at McGinnis Park, and the umpires are in place for today's game. Behind the plate will be Timothy Altide. At first base will be Chris Picker, and at third base, Leon Johnson. Of course, the head trainer here at DU is Jesse Mazza. He's on hand. Coach Herman, the head coach of the Penguins, is assisted by Kristen Haynes. Coach Herman will be sending out number 5, Molly Howard. She'll be out there at shortstop and batting leadoff. Number 2, the senior, Annalisa Lujan. She wears number 2. She'll be out there in left field. Robin Ridpath will be at third base wearing 16, batting third. Kelly Hislop will be behind the plate, and she wears number 8. Number 15 is Leslie Fay at second base. Jillian Rizzo will be over at first base today, number 22. Rizzo has been catching all year, but Rizzo with an injury is now going to be out there at first. Shauna Robb, number 7, will be in center field for the Penguins. Alicia McKnight will be pitching and wearing number 4, and wearing number 11 is Jocelyn Cadillo. And she'll be out in right field starting for the Penguins. For the Antelopes from Grand Canyon University, They are coached by Ann Pearson.
The antelopes are coached by...
Assisted by Brianne Norris.
She's assisted by...
And Christy Knight.
Christy Knight and Katie Leanne.
Coach Pearson will be sending out number 16, Nikki Lorenzi. She'll be batting leadoff in right field. Number 10 is Sam Wyatt. She'll be in left field. Number 8 is Casey Gamez at shortstop. Number 4, Teddy Berry in center. Number 9 is Kelly Bridges. She'll be over at second base. Batting 6 will be number 6, Tracy Lubkin, the designated player. Number 3 is Montana Lucas. She'll be over at first base. Batting 8th will be Ivy Campus. She'll be on the mound. Batting 9th, Gail Nisbet, and she'll be at third base. And the flex player behind the plate is number 7, Norvell. Josh, I don't know Norvell's first name, but hopefully we'll get that as the day goes on. So, for the Penguins, it'll be Howard Lujan Ridpath, Hislop Fay, Rizzo, Rob McKnight, Cadillo on senior send-off day. McGinnis Park, radio.dominican.edu. All right, fans. Thank you for joining us tonight's podcast on radio.dominican.edu. DU softball on the air for the 2010 inaugural NC2A season. Pac West game tonight here at McGinnis Park on radio.dominican.edu. Grand Canyon with 40 wins in conference this season. Penguins have 2 wins. Penguins' first year in the conference, Josh, in the NC2A. A good year. I mean, you know, you have growing pains when you come into the NC2A and you move up from the Cal Pack. Penguins were pretty strong in the Cal Pack, and now they've got to start over from scratch in the NC2A. Josh Johnson, your feelings?
Well, my feelings this season, Stu, is that the Penguins, they faced a pretty tough year. NCAA Division II is a big step from NAIA, and we've definitely seen the bumps and bruises from that. But, hey, what you take away from this year is a lot of good experience. You're now accumulated to the conference, and you should be able to come back next year. I expect these Lady Penguins to have a much better season. But, I mean, we've had some great play out of a lot of our seniors this year, Stu, or I should say Annalisa Luan, who's had a great senior season. And not even to mention the junior sensation, Robin Ridpath, has just been hitting phenomenal for the Penguins throughout the entire season. So there's definitely some bright spots to a season that may seem gloomy, but I think the Lady Penguins are going to have a good one today and hopefully try their best and try to take it out against the Antelopes of Grand Canyon.
Well, it's always gloomy moving into the NC2A. You move up a division, as the Penguins did this year, after all those years in the Cal Pack, now in the PacWest Conference, and it's a whole different ballgame. Literally and figuratively, Josh. Leading the way for the Penguins will be the left-handed batting number 5, Molly Howard, the shortstop for the Penguins. Molly Howard's out there now. Folks in the house out of cool California is Molly. A shout out to her little Chihuahua Lola, her best friend. All right, Howard, a freshman, is in there. Been playing softball since she was 5. Way back in the box, a lefty. Slapper is Howard. Went 3-for-4 in game 1 yesterday, Josh. Howard holds the bat very high. Takes the first pitch off the front of the plate. Back to the pitcher. That's Campo. She goes over to Lucas. Out. One down on one pitch. Howard goes down. 1-3. Coming up now is Annalisa Lujan. One away.
Well, in that last at-bat, Stu, it looked like Howard just tried to get the ball into play and try to beat it out to first, but unfortunately didn't quite get the bounce that she wanted it to. So, you know, she gets thrown out at first, but it's a great, great effort on her part.
Campos on the mound. Twiddles the ball around in the right hand. The right-hander on the rubber now to Lujan. Lujan, the left fielder for the Penguins, her final day of collegiate play. PacWest doubleheader today, Josh. Game 1, fans. Inning 1, no score yet. Penguins, first AB. Top of the first inning now. First pitch is a ball. Second pitch now, swung through by Lujan, 1-1. Lujan ran up in the box. The lefty is Lujan. She wears number 2, plays out there in left field for the Penguins, starting. Well, it says she wears number 2, but in fact she's wearing 6. I'm not sure why that was on the roster as 2, Josh, but she's wearing 6, and she was wearing 6 yesterday. I think she's worn 6 all season. This one's low and away. Ball 2. 2-1 now. Lujan stands back in now. Hands very low. Now she brings him up as the pitch is right over the outside corner. The left-handing batting Lujan. 2-2 now. 1 away. Top first. DU Radio. Another worldwide broadcast. Penguins' first year in the NC2A. They have 2 conference victories. Here it is to Lujan, 2-2. Very high. Full count now. Campos. Back to the mound. Now she steps off the back. Thinks about it. Rolls the ball around. Gets a little dust on the fingertips. Gets a sign. Takes a little extra long look here. Ow, swung through. And strike three. Lujan swung at a high one, Josh. That would have been ball four as Ridpath comes to the plate. The first right-handed batter for the Penguins is Ridpath. She wears 16. Ridpath, the third baseman for the Penguins. First AB today. Penguins, two out so far. Howard came up on the very first pitch, grounded back to the pitcher. Then Lujan with a strikeout. Robin Ridpath stands in. Mighty cut with a foul ball. One strike on Ridpath, first AB. Hislop on deck. Penguins have two outs here in the top of the first. Second pitch is a little bit high, the rising fastball. 1-1 now. Ridpath wears 16. She's got the ponytail down the back. Hands low. Campos comes set. Now the hands go high. This one's right across the knees, low and inside. 2-1. As Ridpath steps out, takes a practice swing, looks down to Coach Herman on the third base box. Stands back in. 2-1 delivery from Campos. Here it is, low in the dirt, 3-1. Lujan's got to be thinking about that strike three that she swung at.
Yeah, that was a little high. I don't know if I would have suggested swinging at that, Stu. But, you know, the count is 3-2. You kind of have to go after it at that point.
Sure, so you have to protect. Here's the next delivery. 3-2, another full count now. So at least for the Penguins, taking Campos deep here in the first inning. However, this is only the third batter as Howard came up and swung at the very first pitch. Then six pitches to Lujan, and now the sixth pitch to Ridpath is over to third base. Fires over to Lucas from Nisbet. Ridpath is gone, 5-3. Three up, three down. Coming up for Grand Canyon will be Lorenzi, Wyatt, and Gámez. Halfway through the first inning, no score. Radio.dominican.edu. All right, fans, we're coming to the bottom of the first inning. No score as the Penguins went down 1-2-3 in the top of the first. Visiting Grand Canyon are actually the home team today. And Josh, you think of the Penguins, how they looked at the plate there in the top of the first.
Well, you know, some people looked a little anxious at the plate. Annalisa Lujan, you know, she was trying to protect. It was 3-2 in terms of the count. Didn't quite take a good swing at a good pitch at all, but you know what? That's what happens. It goes on in the game of baseball, or softball, I should say. And you know what? Ridpath had a few good cuts there at the plate, but the Penguins just didn't happen to get on first on base in the top of the first. We'll see how they are able to recover here in the bottom.
Bottom of the inning finds Nikki Lorenzi starting things off. First pitch is low for ball. Lorenzi wears 16, plays over there in right field. On the mound for the Penguins, Alicia McKnight. The right-handed thrower pinches the ball between her hip and her right wrist. This one's chopped out in the left field. Backing up on it is Lujan, and she makes the catch. So after just two pitches, Lorenzi is retired for the first out on a fly ball out to seven. Sam Wyatt coming up now, the left fielder for the Antelopes. A right-handed batting Wyatt wears number 10. Takes the first pitch for a strike. No score, bottom of the inning. Bottom of the first in game one. Wyatt stands back in now. Here's the pitch. Off-speed delivery. Bunted back to the pitcher McKnight. Fires over to first in time. Oh, no. Wyatt beat it out, and that's going to be ruled a hit. So the bunt hit sends Wyatt to first, the first run of the game. That brings up Casey Gámez, the shortstop, and left-handed batting Gámez up against McKnight. Faye was covering first there as McKnight rushed in on it, but the ball had been bunted right into that soft dirt in front of home plate. And backspin kind of bit, and that allowed the runner to speed down to first. Riz over at first. She came crashing in as Faye covered. First pitch is in there for a ball. Wyatt the runner at first, one down, Gámez the batter. Teddy Berry on deck, the cleanup hitter. This one is in the dirt. Dug out nicely by Hislop. First day behind the plate, Hislop. Two balls on Gámez. Runners going down to second, and the throw down to second is very late. covered by Howard, but Wyatt's in there easily with the steal. Runner at second now, one away. Gamez ahead in the count, 2-0. Left-handing batting. Gamez, the shortstop.
No, Stu, I'm surprised to see such aggressive base running this early in the game. I guess Grant Kane's trying to go ahead and make a statement here, Stu.
And that's ball four as Gamez heads down, so she's on base by virtue of the walk. So runners at first and second, and here comes Teddy Berry. Teddy Berry is number four and plays in center field. She's also a left-handed batter. So three of the first four for Grand Canyon are lefties. It's two steps closer to the first base bag, at least theoretically, that's what they say. So she stands in there, squares to bunt, in the dirt, double steal. Now they've got him off the bags between first and second, but Hislop doesn't bite on it. It was a good move by Hislop because the runner over there at first, that's Gamez, who just reached on the walk, was between first and second.
Well, Hislop definitely could have got her out back at first, but, you know,
but then Wyatt's between
the
second and third, and Wyatt would have been left wide open there, and that's what they were trying to get Hislop to bite on.
True, true.
And that's exactly why Wyatt didn't run, because Hislop didn't throw it. That would have been very aggressive. Runners at first and second, just one down. Penguins lost in game one yesterday, 9-1. This one's, off the catcher, and everybody's going to advance as it hit the ground way in front of the plate, Josh, and bounced off the left shoulder of Hislop from McKnight. And so Wyatt moves to third. Gamez moves over to second, and that's a pass ball. They call that one on the catcher. It's not a steal, nor is it, let's see here. They're going to call that a wild pitch is what they're going to call that. That's a wild pitch. And this one now is way out into right field and deep and running. And this could clear him. As Berry now is around second, she's now turning around third. And the Penguins right fielder, Cadil, just got to the ball. And Teddy Berry with a home run, Josh. And that clears the bases. And it's now 3-0 in favor of Grand Canyon with just one out. And Berry hit that thing, I'm going to say 592.5 feet, Josh, into the wind, into right field. Very high, very deep. Cadilla was in a sprint straight backward, and she could not catch up to it. And that thing was creamed. Berry was at third base before Cadilla even got to the ball. It was so far over her head. She read it perfectly, and with the three-run jack, Berry's back to the bench. Kelly Bridges comes up now, batting in the five hole. She plays second base, nobody on, one down. So she stands in there, the right-handed batting Bridges, wears number nine, has the front left foot barely on the ground, just on the toe. And she chops this one foul down the first baseline and out of play. And the count is 2 strikes. And here it is, low across the knees. Oh, I thought that I may have given it to her. 1 ball, 2 strikes on Kelly Bridges. Tracy Lubkin on deck. Lubkin, check it. The designated hitter is Lubkin. This one is low. And now the count is 2-2.
So, Stu, I just got some clarification from our great SID, Brandon Davis. It appears, since we don't have a fence out here at McInnis Field, if the runner, if there is a hit to the outfield and the runner and the bases are clear, the runner runs past third and passes third before the ball is in the infield, then it's considered a home run. However, if the ball gets in the infield before the runner passes third, but she still manages to get home, it's considered an in-park home run.
Let's put it this way.
That's what they're calling it.
Berry hit that thing so deep that she was around third, back in the dugout, and having a swig of Gatorade before we even got to the ball. Okay, that's how far it was.
All right. It was
very deep.
It was all right.
So now we have some...
You're such a nice guy.
Well, I mean, hey, she nailed it.
True. Right, you are.
I mean, you don't get that kind of stuff, that kind of action at McInnis Park because the wind is always blowing in. But she nailed that thing.
Oh, yeah, it was out there.
And that was into the wind. Here's the next pitch. 2-2 count. Penguins trail, 3-0, game one. Bottom of the first. Full count now. So after getting ahead in the count, McKnight is now behind. 3-2. Count is full. Bridges stands in now. Perfect pitch. Over to Howard at short. She runs in on it. Fires off speed. Rizzo with a stretch. Oh, no. Called safe. Boy, yeah. Oh, boy. I don't know how.
We're getting booed, Stu, but it looked like she was safe to me by the call.
All right. They're going to give her a hit.
Did a good job of stretching out there, trying to get the ball, but the runner just got it soon. Right. Literally a split second after the ball hit her glove. So
all
right. That's a good call there by the ump.
Boom, boom, play. Tracy Lubkin, the designated hitter, batting left-handed, stands in now. And now the runner down to second, and she's in plenty of time, covering Howard. But Hislop, her first day behind the plate, does not have the wing. Oh, she came off the bag and tagged? Ah, well, she stepped off the bag. Bridges is cut down. They're going to call out a cut down. Second out of the inning. And so as she popped up off the bag, heads up play by Howard to tag her. Second pitch now is low for a ball. And the Penguins get away with something there.
Yeah, that's Little League 101, Stu. You got to tag up.
She got up and then stepped off the bag just long enough for Howard to touch her. Next one's a fastball over to first. Rizzo, nobody covering. Faye running over, but not in time. Faye did not break for the bag in time. And that was going to be Faye's ball all the way. Rizzo, who doesn't normally play first base, came and went after that one, and that left the bag totally exposed. Nobody was there. Faye didn't have time. Lubkin with a hit.
Well, you got Rizzo playing more shallow. You got Faye playing deep. That was pretty much a recipe for disaster on that one. Faye should have been playing a little less deep there in the infield, Stu. She would have been able to get to the first base bag a whole lot.
Yeah, well, Rizzo, the right-handed thrower, has the glove on the left hand, same as Faye. And that ball would have gone right over to Faye, but Rizzo broke to her right and away from the bag to get to it, but then it was too late. Runner at first. This one's chopped over to Rizzo. Now she's got it again, a race for the bag. Rizzo gets there first. And Montana, let's see. That was Montana Lucas on her first pitch is out. One unassisted. Check it. Three unassisted. And that's a third out of the inning, but it is 3-0, leaving Ivy Campus on deck. That will bring up the top of the second inning. And Hislop, Faye, and Rizzo for the Mighty Penguins. You're listening to NC2A Softball on radio.dominican.edu. Top two, Penguin Softball, radio.dominican.edu. 3-0 in favor of the Antelopes. Penguins with two wins in conference this year, their first year in the NC2A. First pitch swinging to Kelly Hislop, popped up into right field, diving for it, fair ball! As it falls, Hislop, with a long single out to right field. First pitch swinging. Leslie Faye is coming up. Hislop is the cleanup batter for the Penguins. Faye in the five hole. Where's number 15? Plays second base for the Penguins. Faye got a lot of action there in the bottom of the first inning as the Antelope scored three. Diving for that one was Lorenzi out there in right field, deep right. But she was unable to come up with it after a bounce. So here's Leslie Faye now. Runner at first, nobody out. Top of the second. Fastball chopped off a home plate. Back to the pitcher, McKnight. She goes to first. Lead runner scoots over. That's Hislop. Leslie Faye is out on the first pitch, 1-3 with a sacrifice. And here's Jillian Rizzo, the first baseman for the Penguins. Rizzo bats right. She's standing in now as Penguin fans are pouring out here into the crowd area at McGinnis Park. Rizzo stands in, takes a fastball right across the belt. Strike one. On deck is Shauna Robb. Rizzo's in there behind in the count, nothing in one. The right-handed batting Rizzo. Been catching for the Penguins all season with an injury. She's playing first base today. This one's very high and inside. And that had Rizzo buckling backwards. She's got the red ribbon in the ponytail down the back. McKnight on the mound for Grand Canyon. Rizzo stands in. She's ready. Here's the pitch. Low and away. Ball one. 1-1 on Rizzo. Penguins have a runner over there on second. That's Hislop in scoring position with just one down. Rizzo in there. McKnight gets their campus gets the sign from Norvell. Same McKnight. McKnight's on the mound for the Penguins. Campus on the mound for the Antelopes. That one's right in there for a strike, 1-2. Top two, Penguins trail by three after the home run in the first inning by the Antelopes. This one is chopped into right field. Digging for it is Lorenzi. Again, Lorenzi, same place. Penguins, oh boy, I thought that Hislop was going to break off a second. She faked, but it was such a perfect catch out there and right by Lorenzi that Hislop stayed on second base. So the flyout goes to nine, and that brings up Shauna Robb, two down. Penguins have yet to score in this game, one. Shauna Robb, the center fielder for the Penguins, bats right. Holds a bat very flat. Runner at second, swings through the first pitch, a rising fastball. Strike one. Alicia McKnight, the pitcher for the Penguins, is on deck. Robb back in there behind, nothing in one. Second pitch is low. Gets away from the catcher. That's Norvell. Gets away from her for an instant. Hislop does not advance. 1-1. Right-handed batting Shauna Robb. Dominican sending out buses shuttling students from campus today out here to McGinnis. This one's high and away. 2-1. First bus loads arrive. And the grandstands are almost full. And we're just in the second inning of game one. PacWest doubleheader today. Campus on the mound. 2-1 is the count. This one's low and in. 3-1. Robb ahead. McKnight is on deck. Penguins have a runner in scoring position. Hislop, who opened things up with a single out there to right field. The first hit of the day for the Penguins. This one's inside. And Robb with the base on balls. She's over there on first. So walk to Robb. Runners at first and second. Here's Alicia McKnight, Josh.
Well, it's looking good right now for the Penguins, too. You got two runners on base. It's definitely a good startup. They're able to get a hit right here, Stu. At least get some runs scored. It'll put them that much closer to Grand Canyon.
First pitch now. Uh-oh. Throw back down to first is almost in time, but safe. Diving back for it was Robb. Robb came off the bag, and the first pitch is a strike to McKnight. But Norvell came up out of the crouch and fired it down to first and almost got Robb sleeping, but she got back diving. Hislop at second, Robb at first, chopper back to the pitcher, over to first base, and McKnight is gone 1-3. That's the end of the top of the second. The Penguins do not score. They leave two on with a hit and a walk, and it's still 3-0 for the Antelopes. It will be Campus, Nisbet, and Norvell. Bottom two coming up, 3-0, Antelopes, radio.dominican.edu. Bottom of the second inning, fans. Live softball on radio.dominican.edu. NC2A style. Penguins. Dominican University of California. Brandon Davis, our SID. Terry Toomey, our AD. Stuart Horn and Josh Johnson, your broadcasters for today's game. Doubleheader. Out here at McGinnis Park. And coming to the plate now is Ivy Campus. Campus, the pitcher for Grand Canyon, stands in the right-handed batting. And that looked like it was a breaking ball. Breaking away from the right-handed batting, Campus, ball one. Bottom of the second. Highlights from the first inning, the big home run from Teddy Berry. Second one is chopped down the third baseline and foul, 1-1. Teddy Berry came up, the cleanup batter, came up with two runners on and hit one 592.5 feet out into right field. It was 592 feet over the right fielder's head. Not 592 from the plate. That was another 250. This one's down. It was way out there. Yeah, it was deep. This one's down the third baseline and very deep also. And foul. One ball and two strikes now on Campus.
I think we're going to have to check your math on that 592-foot thing there, Stu.
It's estimated.
It's a guesstimation.
I don't have the IBM tail of the tape on it, but I know it was out there. Let me adjust this microphone. Here we go. Now we have it. Campus holds the hands very high now. She stands in. Off-speed delivery. Mike Wells stands up. He wants the call, but he doesn't get it. 3-1. Mike Wells with the sombrero on. Check it. 2-2 is the count.
Oh, yeah. He's rocking that sombrero, Stu.
This one's very high. Now count is full. Mike Wells is Mr. Penguin for 2010, for those of you who don't know. Penguins have Lujan, Robb, and Cadil around the outfield. Ridpath, Howard, Fay, and Rizzo on the infield. On the mound, McKnight. She delivers. Oh, no! And they called it ball four. And Campus left the box before the call was even made. And usually umpires don't like that. Boy, that looked awfully good. But it is a walk, and Campus reaches. Gail Nisbet, number 20, is the third baseman. And she also bats right. She's got the left foot just on the outside of the batter's box, but she's still in it. This one's out to left. Digging for it is Lujan. Lujan's under it, and she comes down with it. She throws it in quickly after a long fly ball over to seven, and that brings up the catcher, Norvell, if I'm not mistaken. No, I am mistaken.
Yes, dude, that fly ball has some weird motion on it. Annalisa was able to get up under it and make the play, though. Great, great job by the senior.
This is actually Nikki Lorenzi. Last time up, Lorenzi hit the second pitch out there to Lujan, who was able to track it down. This one's chopped over to second. Faye backs up on it, goes right between her legs as the runner got in her way. Around third and coming home. Here's the throw, but not in time as Lubkin, check it, Ivy Campus, the pitcher, reaches easily. Nisbet. It reaches second base. Check it. That is Lorenzi reaches second base after an error on Fay, E4. One away. Lorenzi on second. Sam Wyatt has come to the plate. Last time, Wyatt reached base with a bunt single. She's got Lorenzi over on second after the error by Fay at second. This one's low. Throw down to third. Nobody covering. And Lorenzi steals third easily. Ridpath ran in from the third base bag. Howard had to move over to the bag, but not in time. And the Penguins give up a steal there. Lorenzi is all the way over to third base after the error. So she chopped one over to Faye, got all the way to second, then steals down to third. That's manufacturing a run any way you look at it. Wyatt in there. Counts 2-0. Wyatt holds the hands very high. This one is, across the shoulders. And we'll check the count here. Now a loose ball gets out to Howard after it gets away from the pitcher. On the throwback, Howard had to field that thing, and that was a loose ball, and it was live. And Lorenzi, with some heads up, could have run in, but she didn't. She stays at third. And here's the next pitch to Wyatt. Down to third base, on the line, called foul. Boy, it was just outside of the third baseline, only by a foot or two. So she'll stand back in there, and we'll get a count. Two balls, two strikes to Wyatt. This one's chopped foul down the third baseline. So Ridpath's getting a lot of work down there, but none of it's fair. Casey Gámez is on deck. And Gámez with a walk and a run scored. Well, she'll be followed by Teddy Berry, who hit the monster bomb in the first. But for now, it's Wyatt. She's back in there, holds the hands high again. Good pitch down the right field line and out of play. That's four foul balls in a row. She's really working McKnight here. McKnight, pretty warm day out there too. McKnight is going to start to wear out if she has a high pitch count to every batter. Here it is, the next pitch. Chopped right in front of the plate. Came off of the hands and called foul. It rolled out there. But it was called foul. That's five foul balls in a row now. A couple of long ones, and that one was just a little short. He came off the plate. Once it hits the plate, it's foul. This one's chopped straight up in the air. Digging for it is McKnight. She reaches in the air on the soft pop-up. Out number two to Sam Wyatt on the pop-up to one. And Casey Gámez comes up. Gámez with a walk and a run scored. It's 3-0. Scored last time on the big home run from Barry. Two down, runner at third. Left-handed batting is Gámez. She stands in, outside corner ball, low. One and oh on Gámez, a lefty. Barry on deck. Two batting gloves on Gámez. This one's out to left. Digging for it, some of the fans. Gamma is 1-1 now. Gamma is a shortstop for the visiting Antelopes, and this is an off-speed delivery in the dirt, bounced about 6 feet in front of the plate. On the delivery to Gamez from McKnight, she let go of it far too early and dragged it through the dirt on the way. 2-1 now to Gamez. This one's out into right field, a fair ball. She'll dig down to first with a clean single, and that scores Lorenzi with two down. Gamez with a single. Out to right, Teddy Berry coming up, and if I were Cadillo out there and right field, I'd back up. I'd back up another 200 feet. Josh, that thing, that first inning bomb was so deep.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I would really start backing up if I were the Penguins outfield. I'd keep backing up. First pitch is right across the middle. And I'll tell you what, Barry wants that one back. Strike one was medium speed, right across the middle, had nothing much on it. Barry has one runner on, two down. Home run last time for Barry. Three-run jack. This one is chopped down the left field line. Digging for it. The Penguins can't get it out of play. Nothing in two on Barry. Kelly Bridges on deck. Bridges had a single. And then was caught stealing. She's ready to come up. It should Barry reach. Barry, the left-handed batting, stands in now. Open stance. Oh, no. And ball gets past his slop. Gamez steals down to second. It's not really a steal. It's just a pass ball. One ball and two strikes now on Barry. She stands back in. Has a wide open stance, Josh. Barry now gets a lot of this one. It's out to center, digging in for it. The Penguins bringing it in is Rob. She reaches up over her head and hauls it in and saves the day for the Penguins. That's a third out as Barry goes down on the fly out to eight to end things. The Antelopes score two in the inning with a hit and an error, and the Penguins trail 5-0. After two complete, the Penguins will be sending up Kadeel Howard and Lujan. Top of the third, Penguins trail 5-0. Radio.Dominican.edu. All right, fans, top of the third inning, Radio.Dominican.edu. Kappa still on the mound. And the first pitch to Jocelyn Cadillo is 6 feet over the head of the catcher. Norvell came up out of the crouch. Well, she couldn't catch up to it. It was way up there. Cadillo's out there in right field for the Penguins. Second was a fastball across the knee. So the first one's way over the head, and the second one, low portion of the strike zone. That is called a strike, 1-1. Howard on deck. For now, it's Jocelyn Cadillo. She chops one off a home plate, a softie. It's going to be a tough play, and the catcher comes up. Oh, just as it goes across the line. It looked like it was going to stay safe, but it was a heads-up play there by the catcher, Norvell. She came up out of the crouch and just let it trickle across the line for strike two, 1-2. There was no way they were going to get Cadillo speeding down first. One ball and two strikes now to the Penguins' right fielder. She stands back in, wide open stance, a right-handed batting Cadillo. Here's the pitch. Strike three, swung at it. And that's only the second strikeout of the game. Coming to the plate now for the Penguins is Molly Howard, the shortstop. Howard swung at the first pitch of the game last time up. Hit it right back to the pitcher, Campos, who fired it over to Lucas at first for the first out of the game. So far, Molly, who went 3-for-4 in game one yesterday, has only seen one pitch. And this one fouled up and might hit us. Ooh, right over our heads for strike one. Howard behind in the count, nothing in one. She's a slap hitter. Slapping specialist, left-handed batting Howard. Nursing student, wears number five. Holds the hands very high. Here's the pitch, very high overhead. Howard crouched out of the way. She buckled. 1-1 to Howard. Annalisa Lujan on deck. Howard stands back in now. This one's high, 2-1. A good eye there for Howard, who came up to start the game and just opened up swinging the very first pitch of the game. So she hadn't seen a lot from the pitcher, Campus. 2-1 now to Howard. Here it is. This one's chopped over to the shortstop. Picked up by Gamez. Fired over to Lucas. Not in time. Oh, they caught her. Oh, boy. What a play by Gamez to fire out Molly Howard. Holy cow.
That was a close call, though, Stu. I don't know about that one. I mean, I don't like to challenge the umps too often, but she seemed pretty close on that one.
Annalisa Lujan, the senior. Left-handed batting is Lujan. She's coming up with two down, nobody on. Last time up, Lujan of the strikeout. Left-handed batting, Lujan has a closed stance. Holds a bat all the way down to the end on the knob. This one running up in the box. Chops it down the third baseline. Foul. Nothing in one. Ridpath on deck should Lujan reach. Two down, top three. 5-0, Penguins trail. Penguins lost them both yesterday. Penguins the home team yesterday. Now they switch. Grand Canyon the home team today. He's running up in the box. Called a strike, 2-2. No, 1-1. Lujan stands back in there. Kind of a delayed call. Nothing in two, they call it. Nothing in two, that is correct. This one's very high, 1-2 now. Very high overhead and over the catcher's head again. So every once in a while, Campos lets go of the ball very late and throws it over the top of the head of the Penguin batter. Happened a couple times now. That one was not as bad as last time. The last one is 6 feet over the catcher's head. This one was only 3 feet overhead. Here's the next pitch by Campos. Running up and down the third base line. Drilled into the fans. One ball and two strikes. We'll do it again as that one was foul down the third base line. Annalisa Lujan, the lone senior on the Penguins team. Being celebrated today, senior send-off day, the final game of the season at home for the Penguins. Lujan's last opportunity. This one's very high, 2-2. Very high. It was like a rise ball that was high and kept going.
Oh, yeah, Stevie Wonder saw that one, Stu. It was way out of there.
Very high and kept getting higher. It was high coming out of her hand, and it was real high by the time it got there. 2-2 the count. Here it is to Lujan. Down low, chopped at, foul. That would have been ball three, but Lujan had to swing at it. Lujan with a strikeout last time. Penguins down 5-0. Antelope's very tough. Official game ball is thrown back in. Campos bends down and gets a little chalk on the fingers now. She'll approach the rubber. Lujan's back in there, the left-handed swing. Nobody on. Two down. Top three, 5-0. Here it is. Campos thinks about it. She takes an extended, wow, I don't know what's going on. That super long windup. An extremely long extended windup there, Nomo style. And ball three to Lujan. Full count now. Ridpath on deck. Penguins down by five. They need base runner, something terrible. Here it is. Off speeder, chop back to the screen. Do it again now. Eight pitch at bat to Lujan so far. Lujan's got batting gloves on both hands. And here's the pitch from Campus. Strike three. That's called right across the... right across the knees, and the Penguin fans don't like it, but that was a perfect pitch. Third out, top of the third. Penguins do not score, leaving Ridpath on deck. Coming up for the Antelopes will be Bridges, Lubkin, and Lucas, 5-0. Bottom three, radio.dominican.edu. Bottom of the third inning now. Penguin softball on radio.dominican.edu. And coming up for Grand Canyon, Kelly Bridges. Last time up, Bridges had a single and then was cut down, attempted stealing to second. After a heads-up play by Molly Howard out there, he just covering to cut her down. She actually got there, but then she popped up, came off the bag, and Howard tagged her. And that's how that happened. So Bridges up there, one for one today. Second AB in the bottom of the third. This one's a strike right across the middle. Hislop moved over to first base, and Rizzo is now catching. And I think the reason that the coach had to do that was because there was Hislop could not get the throw down to second in time. Kelly Bridges chops this one, picked up by McKnight. McKnight fires it over to first base, covering was Faye. Faye ran across the bag and tripped the runner. That was Bridges, but Bridges is okay. Inadvertent trip, though. But Kelly Bridges is going to be credited with a hit. I think she beats that thing out.
Now pitching for the Penguins, Stu, we have Shauna Robb.
So Robb now pitching moves from, let's see here, we got to get this, from center field to the mound. After McKnight gave up five, Robb stands in there, outside corner, pitching to Tracy Lubkin. Lubkin's ahead in the count. 1-0 with Montana Lucas on deck. This one's out into center and deep and backing up on it. And it's over the Penguins, Teddy Berry's head. Check it, that's not Berry. Josh, that's McKnight out there who switched with Robb. So McKnight's out there, and it was way over her head. And with a triple for Lubkin, that brings in and scoring Kelly Bridges. That brings up Montana Lucas. Last up, Lucas popped one back to the pitcher who ran it over to first base to get her out unassisted. Runner at third, nobody out. So here's Lucas on deck. So Lucas takes the first pitch for a ball. McKnight's in center, Rob's on the mound. Here's the next pitch. This one's back to Robb. She backhands it, looks the runner back to third, fires over to first, one away. Montana Lucas is down 1-3. And that brings up Ivy Campus last time.
That was a great play by Shauna Robb on that one, Stu. She looked over at the runner on third, froze him in just enough time to turn around and make the play at first.
Yeah, that didn't allow Lubkin to score. Last time up, Ivy Campus reached first to the base on balls and then scored on the error by Faye at second on the hit by Lorenzi. Well, it was an error. Reaching base was Lorenzi. So Campus takes the first pitch for ball. Nisbet on deck. Here is the next pitch rolling across. Uh-oh. Runner breaking in from third. It gets past the catcher. Rizzo goes right between her legs. Pass ball. So the pass ball, and that allows Lubkin to score. The pass ball is given then to Rizzo. Rizzo been catching all season long. The injured right shoulder. Rizzo's back in there now. She's got the gear back on. And that was obviously a ball. And that one's called a ball. 3-0 against Campus. 7-0 in favor of the Antelopes in game one. And here's the next pitch, very high. 3-1. And this one's inside. And it's a walk to Ivy Campus. So Campus has been up twice, and she's drawn a walk twice. Two runs are in, just one out. Gail Nisbet coming up for the Antelopes. Nisbet wears number 20, plays third base. Last time she popped out to right field. Check it, she popped out to left field. Fly ball. And the first pitch is called a strike to Nisbet. Lorenzi on deck. This one's way out there into left field. Backing up on it is Lujan, and she gets to it. And Lujan, running back for it, fires it back in.
And she has played great in left field today, Stu, just to add to that. Annalisa has not let anything get past her. She's gotten under just about every pop fly they put out there.
Yeah.
She's having a tremendous last game as a senior.
Yeah, that was, well, defensively anyway.
Defensively, yes.
Yeah, she ran back on that one beautifully, reached up over the head and hauled it in. Here's Nikki Lorenzi, who's 0 for 2 on the day with a fly out, reached base on an error, and then scored a run. Wyatt on deck with two down. As Lorenzi is in there. And Lorenzi stands in, the left-handed batting. This one's off the plate and down to second, not in time. Stolen base to Campus. As it got away from Rizzo for an instant. Lorenzi's back in there. Two balls, no strikes on Lorenzi. Two down, runner at second. Outside corner, ball three. Here's the next pitch now to Nikki Lorenzi. Right there for strike one, 3-1. Off speeder. Sent in there by Rob. Came in after three to relieve McKnight. McKnight moved out to center field on the switch. Rizzo, who started the game at first, is now behind the plate. This one is ball four, but it's thrown down to second. It's still a live ball, even on ball four. So Lorenzi walks. She heads to first. Here's Wyatt. 7-0 in favor of the Antelopes. Wyatt, 1 for 2 with a bunt single in the first and a pop-up to the pitcher in the second. Inside corner. Strike one. Casey Gámez on deck. Gámez has been on base twice, so the Penguins would like to get out of this thing right now. It's chopped down the first baseline, out of play. Nobody can get to it. Faye, Cadillo, and Hislop were all running for it, but dropped right between the three of them. Nobody could catch up to that one, so it's just a big, long strike to Wyatt. She's got Lorenzi over on first. Campus runner at second. This one's out of play, way out of here, right field line. Rob winds and deals this one to center field. Running in on it is McKnight. She's got to dig. It jump falls right in front of her. The throw home is not going to be in time. Cut off by Rob on the mound. Run scores. That's Campus who came in. 8-0 Penguins. Lorenzi scoots over to first, and Wyatt gets herself a single. Gámez, the third hole batter, comes up. Gámez with a walk in the first inning and a single. Out to right field in the second inning. Stands in the right-handed batting Gámez. Holds a hands high. This one's right across the middle, fired back by Rizzo. Strike one. Here is the next pitch. This one's in the dirt. And Rizzo scoops it out. Fires it back. That one could have gotten away. Made things real tough on the Penguins. But Rizzo got to it. Off-speed delivery right up the middle. Out into center field, McKnight. All the way from second. Scoring is Lorenzi.
Looks like the Antelopes are just finding all the gaps today, Stu. They've been able to get some good hits, and the ball just goes right where you need it to every time.
Gámez with a single to center. Wyatt over to second. Lorenzi scores 2, 4, 6, 8, 9-0. In favor of Grand Canyon, here's Teddy Berry who's come up. She's 1 for 2, but the one was a home run. And it was a mammoth shot to right field. The locals around these parts talk about that home run, Josh. They're still talking about it.
They're still talking. All 592 feet of it, right?
It's still going up. This one gets past Rizzo. Bounced in front of the plate. Runners advance. Wyatt to third. Gámez to second. Two balls on Barry. Bridges on deck. Looks like there's two outs, Josh, in the third inning. Grand Canyon's put four across the plate. This one's outside corner. Called a strike, 2-1. One ball and two strikes. High, ball three. Nine nothing. Canyon. Here it is. Two are outside. Now it's 3-1, Josh. I was off by one. 3-2, that's why I was off. And here it is now. This one is ball four in the dirt. Rizzo has it bounce off of her mask. Down to first goes Barry. And now... Grand Canyon is going to turn over the lineup. As Bridges led off the inning with a single, and now she's up again. And Bridges stands in there with strike one. Second AB of the inning. Bridges is 2-for-2. This one's low off of Rizzo's. Digs it out nicely. Base is loaded. Lubkin on deck. Here's the next pitch, high and away. Two Bridges. Stands in, two balls, one strike. Left foot way back, wide open stance, 3-1. And the Penguins can't get anything over now. Shauna Robb on the mound for the Penguins, a right-handed throwing Robb. Where's number seven? Fires one. Pass Molly Howard at short. And that's going to do some damage out into center field, scoring two. That brings in Wyatt and Gámez. Sends Barry to second base. And Bridges has her second hit of the inning. Her third hit of the day. Tracy Lubkin on deck. Penguins are down now, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 11, nothing in the bottom of the third inning. A lot of hits going on here for the Antelopes, Josh.
There is. I mean, there's no lie about that, Stu. The Antelopes are doing everything right now, and the score is just evident of that, and the Penguins are just not having the best time in the world right now on the defensive end.
Pretty tough when you're down 11 zip. Lubkin holds the hands very high now. She's got the white batting gloves. Left-handed batting Lubkin. First pitch is a strike. Last time up, Lubkin with a triple. She had a single in the first inning. Behind in the count. Nothing in one. Runner goes down to third. Throw by Rizzo, safe. Stolen base by Barry. Leaving Bridges at first is now 1-1, the count to Lubkin. Lucas on deck. This one's way out into center. Digging for it, McKnight. Can't get to it, it hit, falls. McKnight picks it up and throws it in. Going to third, Howard muffs it slightly. She may have had a play on it over at third, but sliding in with another triple is Lubkin. That's only her second triple of the day, Josh. Consecutive triples. And with another RBI scoring Bridges 12-0. And Lucas comes to the plate. Lucas is 0-for-2 on the day. Lucas chopped it back to the pitcher in the first inning and then in this same inning. This is her second AB, and this is the bottom of the third. And she rips one out into left field. Lucas with a single. And Lubkin scores after the triple. 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 13 zip, Josh, in the bottom of the third. And now the umpire is down to the coach. That's Ann Pearson, the head coach of the Antelopes in the first base box. A 13-run game so far, and we're in the bottom of the third.
That's right, Stu. And the Penguins, best thing for them right now is just to get out of the inning, get one out. Hopefully, Shauna Robb can get one of the batters to pop up. Or at least get a strikeout is what the Penguins would really love right here. But just getting out of this inning right now, as you said, 13-zip.
Ivy Campos, the batter. Ivy Campos has reached base twice, both times the base on balls. She stands in, takes a strike. Lucas, the runner over at first. The Penguins have given up 8 runs this inning. And this one's chopped toward first. Going to be a tough play. Nobody covering. Faye's not there in time. Digging in for it was Hislop. And she came in. She's the only play was to Hislop, and Faye simply didn't get the jump. That moves Lubkin over to second base. Campos with a clean single. And Nisbet comes up. However, the umpires are talking now. Penguins have...
And the original call stands, too. They're saying that she's safe at first.
I'm not even sure what they were talking about down there because there was no way. Faye wasn't even close to the bag.
No,
so I'm not sure if they were talking about a mercy ruling or something here. I don't know what else they could be talking about. Penguins are getting killed. 13-zip here in the third. Very tough Antelopes, second in the league. Antelopes, it's not that the Penguins are not playing well. The Penguins are playing fine. It's just the Antelopes are a great team. Penguins' first year in the conference. This next pitch is a ball. This one's chopped off the plate, foul. 1-1 to Nisbet. Nisbet 0 for 2 on the day. Thought the Penguins had a good look at the 0 for 2 Lucas a couple batters ago. She ripped her first hit of the day. Nisbet's 0 for 2 on the day with two pop-outs. This one's over to Howard. Howard's got it. Fires to first in time. Good stretch out. Good play there by Howard to get the Penguins out of this thing. And Nisbet goes down 6-3. And finally, after 8 runs, the Penguins get out of it. And coming up for the Penguins will be Ridpath, Hislop, and Fay in the fourth inning if they're going to keep going. I'll have to check with Brandon Davis, but as far as I know, they will. You're listening to radio.dominican.edu with Penguin Softball. Robin Ridpath to lead it off for the mighty Penguins. Penguins have yet to score. They're down by 14, fans. 14. I reported 13 in the bottom of the inning. However, I was off by 1. I failed to recognize one of the batters that had come around. Ball 1 on Ridpath. Ridpath 0 for 1 on the day. Her second AB in the top of the fourth. Ball 2. Let's go, Penguins! Hislop on deck. Followed by Leslie Fay. Ridpath stands in, right-handed batting across the plate. Ball 3, very low. Penguins need a monumental comeback here, Josh. Down by 14 in the top of the fourth. This one's low for ball 4. Ridpath leads the way.
And finally, someone on base for the Penguins, too.
Kelly Hislop will come up. Hislop, who started the game in center field, is now pitching for the Penguins. Oh, started behind the plate, pardon me. Now she's over at first base. And had the first hit of the game for the Penguins. Hislop, the right-handed batter, squares to the bunt. Right down the middle for strike one. Runner at first is Ridpath. Fay on deck, squares the punt now. Is Hislop. Swings away, fires down to first. Safe on the dive back. Ridpath at least gets a uni dirty. Strike two to Hislop. And a line drive over to short from Hislop is dug by Gámez out. On the line drive there by Hislop over to six. Leslie Fay comes up. The fire back over to first base by Gámez is not in time. Ridpath gets back to the bag. One down. Leslie Fay comes up. Last time up, Fay with a sacrifice. Right-handed batting Fay. Right across the middle. Oh, boy, the throw down to first. Almost had Ridpath was way off the bag. And would have gotten her had the throw been a little cleaner, but it wasn't. Toward the second base bag. First baseman is Lucas. She couldn't hold on to it. Got out in the right field. Did not allow Ridpath to advance. Fay takes. Hey. And this one's across the... across the numbers there for strike one. Catch the count here, Josh. I don't know. The umpire did not hold up the fingers that time. I think it's 1-1. Rizzo on deck. This one's down the third baseline. It's a fair ball. Runner to second. They go to the first base bag and get Fay on another sacrifice. So that's Fay down 5-3 for the second out. That advances Ridpath to the second base bag. And Jillian Rizzo will come up now for the Penguins with two down. Runner in scoring position for the Penguins. Penguins trail by 14 runs to the Antelopes. And the umpires are out on the field. They're in conference.
They might be discussing that mercy rule, Stu. A lot of people have been asking about that so far.
A lot of people. You're not kidding. Ridpath out there at second with two down fans. And the umpires, I doubt that they would do it in the middle of the inning, though.
They weren't doing it in the middle of the inning, but I think they're talking, futuristic-wise. And at the end of this inning, they probably want to see about that.
Perhaps.
Making sure that they all know or they're all on the same page at least.
Jillian Rizzo is in there. Number 22 is Rizzo, back behind the plate. Started the game over at first, but she's behind the plate.
Rizzo was a two-sport athlete.
That's right.
At Dominican University.
Star on the soccer team.
Now she's focusing on one sport, though. She's just doing softball. That's what I hear. That's the rumor. That she has decided just to focus on softball.
She's a great catcher, although she got injured early in the season. Hurt the right shoulder. She's bent down behind in the count with one strike on her. This one's low, 1-1. And here is the next pitch down the first base line and just foul for Rizzo with a nice line drive. Got a good hack at that one, breaking away from her. A little bit low. She came up and under it, Josh. One ball and two strikes now to Jillian. Now she prefers to be called Jill Rizzo, but she was one of my students last year, Josh, and so she's always going to be Jillian to me. 1-2 to Rizzo, and here's the next one. Chop down the first base line. Digging for it is Lucas. No. Just over Lucas's head. And Rizzo stays alive. She goes back to the box, takes a practice swing, kicks some dirt out of the way. Digs in now, the right-handed batting Rizzo. A lot of fans here. A lot of Penguin fans in the house today. Great day to be a Penguin, except we're down 14-0. This one's high. 2-2. Except for the 14 runs part, it's a great day to be a Penguin, Josh.
Oh, yeah, except for that part.
Except for that part.
It's a great day to be a Penguin.
That's right.
It's fantastic.
Hey, it's
beautiful day.
It's our first year in the NC2A, And Canyon, they're second in the league. So,
right,
and this
right.
one is a fastball right across the waist. And Rizzo goes down on strikes for the third out of the inning. That ends things. And we will go to the bottom of the fourth. And now we're going to take the fourth inning stretch. I think that's a new thing established by Brandon Davis. And you are listening to Penguin Softball, 14-0. Canyon comes to the plate, radio.dominican.edu. All right, fans, here we go with the bottom of the fourth inning. The Penguins are trailing 14-0. Grand Canyon, Nicky Lorenzi will come to the plate now. Lorenzi is 0-for-3 with a flyout in the first inning. She reached base on an error and scored in the second. She reached base and scored on the base on balls in the third. And following Lorenzi will be Wyatt and Gamez. Top of the order. And now there's some changes for the Penguins. Let's see if we can bring you those changes. Let's see. Hislop and Cadillo? I'm not sure what's going on. Okay, so Rob has moved back into center field. And see here, McKnight back pitching. So McKnight's back out after she got the start of this one, then was followed up by Rob. Well, Rob had a tough outing, and McKnight's back in there now. Top of the order for Grand Canyon, who lead 14-0, game one. McKnight, first pitch. Lujan into left field. One pitch, one runner with a single there for Lorenzi, your first hit of the day. A single out to Lujan in left. Sam Wyatt comes up. Wyatt is 2-for-3 on the day with a bunt single and a line shot to center. Nobody out, one runner on. Second pitch of the inning from McKnight, strike one to Wyatt. Bottom of the fourth, fans. 14-0. McKnight delivers center field, left center field. Diving for it is Lujan. She digs, and she's able to get it back into Howard quickly. But Sam Wyatt with a shot out into left center. That's her third hit of the day. That advances Lorenzi to second. Nobody out. Two runners on. Here's Casey Gamez, the shortstop. Gamez is 2-for-3 on the day with two singles and a walk. Gamez also two runs scored, two of the 14. And check it, 11 is in place of Gamez.
Hey, who's 11? What's her name?
Maddie January.
Number 11, anonymous.
Maddie January in place of Gamez. January stands in, and now the umpires have to go out and clear people off of the field. There's kids out there on the field. And I'm surprised the Penguin fans aren't screaming at the kid out in center. And they're yelling at everybody else. So the umpire has to go out there and say, okay, stay out this far. And judging by the way the Antelopes have hit, I don't know that that kid is far enough out, Josh. Antelope's been knocking it around pretty good today. Nice warm day out here at McGinnis Park. Penguin softball on the air. Penguins down 14-0. Umpire's back in place now. Two runners on. Maddie January, number 11, has come in place of Gamez. January's first AB. Takes for a strike. January coming in the fourth inning. Teddy Berry on deck. This one is also called a strike. Penguin fans like that call. One ball and two strikes, fans. 14-0. Penguins trailing. Here's the next pitch by McKnight. Foul away into the Penguin fans. Brandon Davis is going to chase that one down. New game ball comes in. And we'll do that one again. A big long strike. And do that one again to Maddie January. 1-2. Two runners on, nobody out. Bottom of the fourth inning. Strike three. January's gone. For the first strikeout of the day, fans, for the Penguins. Teddy Berry coming up now. So left-handed batting, Teddy Berry is going to come up. Berry hit a long home run in the first inning, a three-run jack. Then a triple. See, I'm not sure what she did there in the third inning, but she scored either way. That's Teddy Berry batting, the center fielder. Left-handed batting. Ooh, just foul. I mean, that one was curving over the first base bag. And just curved just out of play. Landed about 2 feet out of bounds. Teddy Berry stands back in there with one strike. One down. Bottom four, 14-0. Penguins trail. Game one. Two runners on. Here's the next one off the plate. Fired back by Rizzo. And let's see if we get the count here. I think it's 1-1, but we have to look at the ump. 2-1. Bridges on deck. Here's the next pitch to Berry. Very high. 3-1. Berry, she'll hack at it. She stands back in there, McKnight. Ah, inside. Now 3-1. And that is ball four. Okay, Josh. Everybody's hanging out. I thought I was off, but I wasn't. So everybody advances. That sends Lorenzi to third, Wyatt to second, and then Berry with the walk gets over to first. So base is loaded to Bridges, the five-hole batter. Bridges is only 3-for-3 today with bases loaded and takes strike one. Bridges, a right-handed batter, has a very wide-open stance. Left foot way up in the box, pulled back. Hands are high. Strike two. McKnight picked up her first strikeout of the day against Gámez in this inning. Bridges now behind the count, nothing in two with three on. One away. Bases loaded. Here it is. Off-speed delivery pops straight up. Digging for it is Hislop. Hislop couldn't catch up to it, so that's just a foul ball. Nothing in two on Kelly Bridges. 3-for-3 is Bridges with two runs scored. The only reason, the only trouble Bridges had all day was when she got picked off at second in the first inning. Here's the next pitch to Bridges. Down the third baseline, foul. Diving for it was Ridpath. Just out of play. Bridges steps out, couple practice swings. Game ball's back in there, McKnight. The right-handed throwing McKnight gets a sign from Rizzo. Bent down, here it is. This one's out into right center. This is going to go a while. And a nice play out and right by Cadillo. Two runs do score. Wyatt comes in from third. Gámez scores from second at 16-zip. Berry scoots over to third base. And Bridges with a single out to right center in the bottom of the fourth inning. One away, two runs in, 16-0. This is Tracy Lubkin. Lubkin is 3-for-3 on the day. Strike one on Lubkin. Lubkin has two triples, Josh.
Oh, she's had a good day still.
Lucas on deck, two down. Check it, one down. One down. Two runs in. This one's across the outside corner ball, 1-1 to Lubkin, the designated hitter. And when your designated hitter is 3-for-3 on the day, Josh, that's a good job by the designated hitter. Here we go now, fans. This one pops straight up to the first baseman. Backing up on it is Hislop. She hauls it in. Pop up for Lubkin. to three for the second out. Barry cannot advance from third. Bridges cannot advance from first. And Lucas has come up. Check it. A new player is coming in. Number 19 in place of Montana Lucas.
Who's 19?
Christian Morrell. Christian Morrell, fans, has come in place of Montana Lucas to bat with two down and two on.
Christian Morrell for the Antelopes.
19 for 3. 19, Christian Morrell. Hey, is she taking her place on the field, too?
Yeah. All right, so Morrell's in there. She'll be playing first base in the top of the inning, but for now it's 16 zip. Two on, two down. Bottom four. Here's the pitch to Morrell. Inside, and the off-speed delivery gets Morrell looking. Strike one. Campus on deck. Lopes have two in. This one's chopped over to second. Running in on it. Spins over to first. In time. Hislop from Fay. The third out. Christian Morrell goes down 4-3 to end things. And it is now 16-0. The Penguins will be sending out Rob, McKnight, and Cadillo. Penguin softball, top five, radio.dominican.edu. Fans, well, the Penguins need to do some work here. They're down by 16 runs in the top of the fifth inning. Shauna Robb's going to lead the way for the Penguins. Last time up, Rob reached base by virtue of a walk. She's only had one AB this afternoon. The Penguins have yet to score. So Rob's been out in center field. She's got a lot of defensive works going so far today. And only one trip to the plate. This one's chopped over to short. Backing up on its Gamez. Over to first. Lucas has it. Shauna Robb, one pitch, one down. 6-3. And Alicia McKnight, Josh. Last time up, McKnight chopped one back to the pitcher to end the second inning. McKnight's only had one AB, so she's 0-for-1. One down, nobody on. Top of the fifth inning, the Penguins trail by 16 runs. A fastball, strike one, swung at and missed. Cadillo on deck. McKnight stands back in there. Low. Ball one. McKnight started the day on the mound. In the third inning, she was replaced by Rob and then came back. So Rob gave up nine. Timeout as a soccer ball is coming to the right field.
Get off the field!
And the guy's taking as long as he possibly can to clear out of the way. Penguin fans are very impatient. Penguin fans don't have a lot to cheer for today, so they're going to get... If you're on the field, you're fair game. Here's the next pitch. Fastball down across the knee. Strike two. One ball, two strikes. Top of the inning. That's right. The Penguins are the visiting team here today. As yesterday, the Antelopes were the visitors. Play all weekend. NC2A softball squaring the bunt. Now pulling back. Butcher boy style Josh down the third baseline foul. 1-2 to McKnight. McKnight's 0-1. Penguins have yet to score in this one, while the Antelopes from Grand Canyon University have scored 16. 1-6.
The Antelopes have been clearly dominant in this one, Stu. I mean, what can we say? The scoreboard speaks for itself. And the Penguins just, their main concern right now is just getting on base. They need people on base and to get some runners in scoring position so they could try to chip away at this great lead right now.
Second one's very high on the rising fastball, 2-2. McKnight wears number four. Squares to bunt again. Now she pulls back. Uh-oh. Boy, that was close. I thought that was going to be strike three. I think it was a little low and away. If anything, that was awfully close. Full count. McKnight batting in the eight hole. Squares around again as if to throw off the pitcher Campos. And McKnight gets on base with a walk. Jocelyn Cadillo now. Coming up for the Penguins with one on, nobody out.
at the plate, number 11, Jocelyn Cadillo.
It's awesome.
Right-handed batting is Cadillo. Squares around to let Campos see the bunt. Pulls back over the catcher's head. And the Penguins have a base runner at second. That's McKnight on the pass ball. Cadillo's last at-bat, he was out with a strikeout. Molly Howard on deck. Howard will come to bat. Is there nobody out? This one's popped straight up. Digging in on it is Lucas, the first baseman. She's under it and hauls it in. Cadillo goes down on a pop-up over to three. And that's out number one. Molly Howard is now coming up. Howard's 0 for 2 on the day. She was 3 for 4 in game 1 yesterday. Howard is the leadoff batter, left-handed batting. Where's number 5? Shortstop for the DUs. She runs up in the box. A slap hitter is Howard. And swings at this one, strike 1. Annalisa Lujan on deck. One down to Molly. She chops this one over to first. Picked up by Lucas. She runs it back to the bag. And that is going to do it, fans, as Molly Howard goes down to 3 unassisted, 16 zip. And that's going to end game 1 after... Well, what we have there is 4.5 innings, because after the top of the 5th inning, the Penguins could not get any runs across. 16 zip, mercy rule in effect. That's the end of game 1. And we'll have game 2 for you right here on the radio home of the Penguins in about 15 minutes. But for those of you listening via the radio.dominican.edu podcast, click over to game 2, and we'll have it for you. Radio.dominican.edu.